This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Six northeastern states have been hit hard by moderate to heavy rain triggered by the depression in Bay of Bengal. Officials have confirmed that heavy rain-induced landslides, house collapse and drowning claimed 27 lives since yesterday. Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall over northeast India during the next 7 days. Out of 27 victims, 9 died in Arunachal Pradesh, 6 in Meghalaya, 5 each in Assam and Mizoram, and 1 each in Tripura and Nagaland. Due to the rains and landslides, road communications were severely affected in many districts of the region. Deep depression over the northwest Bay of Bengal off West Bengal-Bangladesh coasts moved nearly northwards and crossed West Bengal-Bangladesh coasts, causing heavy rains in most northeastern states. In Sikkim, due to landslides, road connectivity has been disrupted at many places in Mangan district. Nearly 1,500 tourists have been stranded in Lachin and Lachung areas. Teesta River is also in spate at different places in the district. Met Department has also predicted heavy rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms, gusty winds and lightning in southern peninsula India over Kerala, Mahi and Karnataka till Wednesday. Similar conditions are predicted over entire northwest and north India till Wednesday. The IMD also predicted dust storm conditions over west Rajasthan for next 3 days. As part of India's continued efforts under Operation Sindoor and in line with India's principled and resolute stance against terrorism, 7 delegations comprising members of parliament from various parties are visiting different countries with their outreach program. The Shashi Tharoor-led delegation reached Brasilia today for an official visit to Brazil. Mr. Tharoor said they are looking forward to having solid constructive discussions in Brazil. The delegation led by Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Shinde is in Liberia. Talking to media, Mr. Shinde said India and Liberia have good bilateral relationship and expressed confidence that Liberia will appreciate the message of India on zero tolerance against terrorism.
Both the nations have supported each other, and I am very much positive that this message of Indians that we are carrying to the Liberia will appreciate in a positive way this message of peace, this message of zero tolerance against terrorism, and the message of our Honorable Prime Minister Narendra Modi ji, and also the message from 1.4 billion Indians will be best appreciated in Liberia.
The delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha reached Malaysian capital Kuala Lumpur today after concluding a successful visit to Indonesia. The all-party delegation led by BJP MP Bejayant Panda is in Algeria. And the delegation of MPs led by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad has reached London. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal commenced his 3-day official visit to France today. The visit reflects India's continued commitment to deepening strategic and economic ties with key European partners and advanced a shared vision for resilient and inclusive global growth. Back home, Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the central government is prioritizing a forensic evidence-based approach in the criminal justice system. He inaugurated the new Central Forensic Science Laboratory building at Rajarhat in Kolkata. Mr. Shah pointed out that the revamping of forensic infrastructure is a key part of this effort. The Home Minister said the government is committed to strengthening forensic capabilities across the country as scientific evidence is essential for fair and accurate work.
भारत सरकार की ओर से हर जिले में एक फोरेंसिक मोबाइल वैन के लिए हर राज्य को सहायता ऑफर की है. हमने दूरदर्शिता के साथ कानून 24 में आया, 20 में हम नेशनल फोरेंसिक साइंस यूनिवर्सिटी की स्थापना कर चुके थे. 26 परिसर करीब करीब हर बड़े राज्य में एक NFSU की कॉलेज हम बनाएंगे जिससे ट्रेन मैन पावर मिले.
In French Open tennis, star Indian player Yuki Bambri will be in action today in men's doubles third round. Bambri, with his American partner Robert Galloway, will lock horns with American pair of Ewan King and Christian Harrison. In IPL cricket, Punjab Kings will face Mumbai Indians in the second qualifier at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad today. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Punjab earned second chance to reach the final after losing the first qualifier to Royal Challengers Bengaluru. And that is the end of this news bulletin.